If there's a unifying human experience, it's illness and physical infirmity. And in the world of the sympathetic Lurgy horror story, is there anything that comes close to the horror that is food poisoning? Anyone who saw the 2011 film Bridesmaid will recall a particularly memorable scene where a posh dress fitting is, let's say, interrupted. Let's hear a little bit from that scene, but I should warn you, it might be best to put down anything you're eating. This is going to get a bit gross.
That dress is so pretty, it makes my stomach hurt.
I don't know what to say. You look... Megan, are you okay?
I think my dress was probably just tight.
Oh, my God. You got food poisoning from that restaurant, didn't you?
Okay.
Oh, no.
Not the bathroom. Everybody, go outside! I'm serious! There's a bathroom across the street!
Oh, it is chills down the spine just even thinking about it. It's very clammy, people. Claudine Ryan is editor of the ABC's health and wellbeing website, and she's with me. Not only has she intensively researched food poisoning over the years, but she's also done some field research herself. She's a survivor. Claudine, tell us your horror story.
Well, I was almost like the witness to the horror, really. It was about a year ago, and we had a couple of confirmed cases of the notifiable variety at my place. My husband and toddler got salmonella, and frankly, it wasn't funny.
No.
Even though that scene was. It was awful, really awful. And it really made me aware, like I was already aware of, food safety and preparing food safely. But I tell you what, it really made me a lot more vigilant around certain things.
Well, it's not just awful. It can be really frightening. I mean, we live in a very privileged country where, for the most part, severe food poisoning isn't a major issue. Do you know how you got your dose of salmonella?
Yeah, well, we suspect because, you know, when there's a house of five people and only two people get sick, it gets easier to kind of narrow down, you know, the
process of elimination.
Salmon mousse, so to speak. And it wasn't salmon mousse. It was just an egg on a Sunday morning. It was so harmless. We just had eggs and my husband cooked them as we normally had them, so not totally runny but a little soft in the centre. And the toddler didn't finish his egg, so my husband finished it off. And that was that, 12 hours later. It was awful. It went for probably the better part of 10 days and they both lost a significant percentage of their body weight.
Oh, that is seriously frightening stuff. So help us. You've done the research off the back of that and in your role in the health and wellbeing part of the ABC website. So talk us through some of the myths and some of the kind of false ideas and assumptions people have about this stuff. So, like, the basic one is I pull leftovers out of the fridge and I think somehow my superior sense of smell is going to tell me whether they're still good to eat or not. Is there anything in that or is that just foolhardy?
No way. There's nothing in that. And I had to follow up on this because someone was staying with us once and they did this very thing. They pulled stuff. This is before the food poisoning, really. They pulled stuff out of our fridge. They gave it a big sniff and went, oh, that's great. And I actually knew it had been in the back of that fridge for a good 2 weeks. And so I followed up with, leading experts, as is my job. And they, confirmed my suspicions that, so spoilage bacteria, so the things that make food smell funky or look awful or taste a bit off, are quite different to the bacteria or that cause food poisoning. So something can look and smell and taste delicious, but it can still make you ill.
Right. So the opposite is true. If it smells funky, then there's a reasonable chance that it's not going to make you feel great. But the absence of that smell isn't a sign that it's a green light.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's other things to keep in mind. And yes, I wouldn't be going for the sniff test at all.
So at a scientific level, what are the bacteria that cause food poisoning? Your salmonella or your E. coli or listeria? How does it work?
So there's salmonella. Well, so there's a couple of different things going on. So you can get food poisoning from bacteria, so salmonella or campylobacter is another common one. E. coli or Listeria. You've probably heard of all of these. And then there are also viruses and parasites that can be responsible for food poisoning. So that's more like a, you know, there's norovirus is a common virus. In fact, it's the most common cause of foodborne illness in Australia. And then there's also parasites, and that's more like a Giardia type thing. And so these can be present on the food when you get it, and you can kind of, your food can kind of cross-contaminate, or it can be that someone is ill and they prepare the food and they contaminate the food and then give it to you. So a good rule of thumb is, you know, if someone's sick, don't eat any food they prepare for you. Or if you are sick with a vomiting diarrhea, don't prepare food for other people.
It seems like a pretty good basic starting point. Also, I don't know how brutal your house is, but I would like to think that if I'm sick, I get off cooking duties for the night. You never know. So if we can't trust the scientific sniff test as a way to make sure that we're looking after food safety in our homes, do you have some basic tips for how to be kind of cautious and preventative?
Well, look, there are a lot of, you know, certain foods are high risk and they require particular attention. But really any food can carry some, you know, risk.
Any food, I hear, maybe it's urban myth, but there are certain foods that you associate with food poisoning that you hear again and again, that rice or potato can carry it, or chicken is dicey. Are there particular ones that are higher risk?
Absolutely. So in Australia, the two biggies tend to be chicken and eggs. And then there are others that I'm happy to kind of talk about. So maybe if I go and break it down kind of by food. So when it comes to, often when you hear about, you know, when you hear those cases of mass food poisoning, salmonella at a restaurant or a catering event, and it always seems to be the mayo.
And yes, it does.
That is because that's a raw egg dish. So any dish, mayo, tiramisu, mousse, aioli,
you're missing my favourite things here. This is heartbreaking.
Yeah, sorry. Any of those foods, they can carry a risk of salmonella, and minimally cooked foods made with minimally or cooked eggs or raw eggs are the single largest cause of salmonella outbreaks in Australia. So the things that you should do are, you know, make sure that you store your eggs in the fridge and use them while they're fresh. So don't use old eggs for these dishes. Ditch any cracked or broken eggs. Don't use the shell to separate your egg white from your yolk. And that's because the bacteria can sit on the outside of the egg in eggshell, so the inside is protected. But the minute that you bring the inside of the egg in contact with the shell, then you start, then there's the contamination can occur. And so it's then a matter of time before the bacteria spread throughout the food. So you want to do a bunch of things that are going to reduce the risk of whatever, if there was bacteria on the outside of the egg, coming in contact with what was inside the egg. And then the less time there is between when you make the food with the raw or minimally cooked egg and when you eat it, that's all going to reduce the risk. So make small batches of these foods and eat them straight away, or refrigerate them straight away. Don't serve them to at-risk groups. So that's pregnant women, small children, elderly people, or people with compromised immune systems. And for those of you with backyard chooks who
have their
own eggs.
Judging from comments on our website, a lot of our listeners are having their own eggs laid in the backyard. Surely that's safer, or a control mechanism.
Well, not necessarily. And one of the things that you want to be careful with is when you buy commercial eggs, they are washed, and they do it in such a way that it they don't run the same contamination risks that you're going to encounter if you wash your eggs at home. So the Food Safety Council says you shouldn't wash your eggs that you get from your backyard chooks, but what you should do is wipe them down with a dry cloth or paper towel, and then, and I say this as someone who has a busy functioning kitchen at home, be sure to make sure if you do wipe it with a cloth that you put the cloth in the washing machine and don't then use it to wipe the bench down or whatever. As well, try and collect those eggs out of the backyard, from your chook you know, from where your chickens are roosting every day, and store them in the fridge, but away from foods that may become contaminated and a risk. So away from your salad veggies and your, you know, the foods that aren't going to be cooked. So there's that egg storage. Most fridges have an egg storage section.
I am surprised by the non-washing advice. I mean, they're a basic kind of old wives' tale ideas about running anything under a tap and making it okay. Does the same thing apply for chicken? Should we not be washing our chicken?
Yeah, no, there's a big thing about washing chicken. people are, it never occurred to me to wash chicken, but there's a whole bunch of people who do wash chicken. But really, we shouldn't wash chicken because chicken is a source of another very common cause of a bacteria that commonly causes food poisoning in Australia, Campylobacter. And it's on a lot of raw chicken. If I tell you how the percentage, it's shocking.
Go on, frighten me.
80% of raw chicken in Australia, studies have found up to 80% of it is contaminated with Campylobacter. And this is not a problem if you cook the chicken properly. But when you wash raw chicken in a kitchen, the potential for spraying that bacteria and cross-contamination is much higher. So you want to try, and the idea is to try and get your chicken and any kind of juices or whatever that are in the chicken kind of into your oven or wherever you're going to cook it with minimal steps along the way, because every time you put it in a new place or on a new surface or, you know, play around with it, you increase the chance of cross-contaminating surfaces or other foods or whatnot.
That takes me to another kind of myth that I've always chosen to believe, which is if you cook it hot enough, you'll cook off any bugs or whatever. Can we just be throwing things in the microwave and nuking the food poisoning out of them?
Well, they say that, you know, you want to get things up to a high temperature and that will kill a lot of bacteria, but it's not going to help if it's a toxin that's making you unwell. And so this leads us to another kind of, it's not a common cause of food poisoning, but it is definitely a known one, and that is cooked rice. So rice can be contaminated with a bacteria called Bacillus cereus. And so when you cook the rice, the process doesn't kill the kind of heat resistance spores. So when you cook the rice and then starts to cool, the bacteria thrive and produce toxins. And so these toxins, say you get a batch of rice and you cook your rice and the Bacillus cereus, you know, is activated, and then you let the rice sit on the stovetop overnight because tomorrow morning you're going to make fried rice. By the time you come and then cook that rice in the morning, you may well kill some more of the bacteria, but the toxins aren't going to go away.
Claudine, you've left me thinking the only option is the basic rule: when in doubt, chuck it out. Thank you so much. Claudine Ryan is editor of the ABC's Health and Wellbeing website. A quiz about the best things to do in food poisoning is going up on our website. You should be able to ace it off the back of what you've just heard. And we want to hear your worst ever food poisoning stories. No, really, we do. The grosser, the better. Leave a comment on this story or on our Facebook page. You're listening to Blueprint for Living here on RN with me, Michael Williams.